Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I wonder, do you ever hang out in the office kitchen or cafeteria chatting to colleagues while you're making a cup of tea? Or is that now a thing of the past? Well, a new study has suggested that old-fashioned tea breaks should be reintroduced formally to increase social cohesion at work. Well, joining us on the line now is Pádraig Walsh, behavioural psychologist at Changeable.ie. And good to talk to you again, Pádraig. Is the tea break something of a lost practice, do you think, in today's modern workplaces?
Things have changed, Sarah. And according to McVitie's, three quarters of workers want their tea break back because it feels like it impacts their performance. Of course, this is really good marketing, good habit stacking from McVitie's. Poor old McVitie's, since the pandemic, the tea break has fallen aside because we're not meeting as much in the office. We're not sitting down with that cup of tea and having the small talk. And of course, we're not having the chocolate digestive with it. So in certain workplaces, we would have definitely had more of that that tea break happening at certain times where everyone would get around the table. And that still exists in workplaces where there's that concurrent schedule, where people are relying on each other. But for the most part, COVID has signaled this change where we kind of march to the beat of our own drum and we're less likely to take those social occasions as sacrosanct.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's COVID. I don't remember ever working anywhere where there was a tea break.
But this is you, Sarah. Yeah, you work with Cormac, you know.
I didn't always. And even before I worked with Cormac, I don't remember taking tea breaks. You know, I mean, we hardly even take lunch breaks. I don't mean we. I mean, most people that I would know.
No.
You know, you're eating lunch at your desk.
And I think a lot of people, where they're busy, would eat their lunch at their desk. But in certain workplaces where there are assigned tea breaks, so there is that sacrosanct moment where you sit down and you go to the staff room, there's an assigned space. Those kinds of rituals and routines did exist in workplaces, and they still do exist in things like staff rooms and in building sites and in industry where people are working to a schedule. But what we find now, particularly post-COVID, is that flexibility, you know, the flexi time, hybrid working, is valued way more by employees than it had been previously. And with that, you find that there's less of an emphasis on that fixed schedule that somebody has. So there will be times where we'll eat our lunch at our desk, and there'll be other times where we'll take it when we're hungry or where we do want to grab a coffee. So that kind of ritual of the tea break with everyone around has fallen back over the years.
Yeah, Frank and Loud, this text of 51551 to say, when I worked in a printers, everyone took a tea break at 11 a.m. and there'd be trouble if you didn't, if you were that one person working away while they all took the tea break. But I suppose it probably is very important, isn't it, Pádraig? Because I know some people who actually partly smoke because it gives them an opportunity to go outside with, you know, a couple of co-workers who also smoke and have a chat. You know, it's not just about the cigarette. It's also about that little sort of 5 minutes of social time.
There is, look, when we think about the cognitive benefits of taking a break when we're doing intense, deep work at a computer or at a desk, like the psychologist Francesco Cirillo, an Italian guy, came up with the Pomodoro technique. Pomodoro is the Italian for tomato. He had a timer that was shaped like a tomato and he used to set it to 25 minutes. And after each 25 minutes, his alarm would ring and he would take that 5 minute break for himself. And after three of those, who would take a longer break. And this Pomodoro technique is a very, very common and effective kind of tool used to ensure that we remain cognitively astute. But workplaces also want to see that social cohesion back again, where people are talking about things not outside of work, where the small talk can help people build working alliances, because there has been a break in that since COVID where we've been working remotely. So you'll now see that offices will have, instead of maybe having their 10 o'clock tea break sacrosanct, they'll have everybody is in the office of a Tuesday and Thursday as sacrosanct instead.
Trying to get everybody into
there. So there are those kind of rituals that have remained of sorts.
Now, Geraldine also thinks it's very important to take your tea and lunch breaks, especially when working face to face with the public. But Jay has texted to say this is an awful idea. I don't drink tea or coffee and I go to some lengths to hide my stigma. God love Jay. But this person also says, I don't think I could handle this forced intermingling. Like this might be, you know, this might cause anxiety for some people. You know, the idea of hell being forced to talk to their work colleagues.
The idea, and I think you're with me on this one, Sarah, the idea of organized fun, the idea of forced breaks can really, really get on us. And, you know, when we think about self-determination theory, where we want to have some control over our lives and the flexibility being such an important thing that employees are looking for now, if you see employers, if you're an employer and you're trying to force people into that setting, force people into that organized fun or that social situation that hasn't evolved naturally, that isn't part of the work practice, that is just being made done, not because we have to, but because the workplace is designated, I'm with you on that. I don't find that comfortable at all.
Okay, so do you think then there should be an official tea break policy in the workplace, or does that sort of then run the danger of something like what Frank is describing in the printers that he used to work in, where there's a tea break at 11 o'clock and people are giving you the side eye if you don't get up from your desk or away from the printer or whatever it is you're doing in the office to take the tea break with everybody else? Is there a problem
taking
then?
Taking breaks is good. Taking breaks is good for our cognitive, abilities. It helps us to rest. It takes our mind off the work. It's good for our eyes. It's good for our physical health. It's good for us socially. But does it have to be with a cup of tea? Does it have to be around a table with everybody? I don't think so. And I think we should be, when we have our free time, when we have a break, each of us relax in different ways. Some of us go for a walk. Some of us relax by spending time by ourselves. And others relax by being social with others. And we should be allowed to have that choice.
Okay, well, it is time for a break now, as it happens. Borg, thank you so much for joining us. Keep those texts coming to 51551. Your thoughts about tea breaks, official policy, good idea, not a good idea. Borg Walsh, behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie. Thank you.